Why we go?
Saturday mornings with Danny Baker on Five Live, home of Danny Baker's sausage sandwich game. Will it be red sauce, brown sauce, or no sauce at all?
Sounded a bit overcooked, that advert for Line of Duty there. And the fella said, "It is not my job to lie through our teeth." Through our teeth. but I'm sure it's a tremendous programme, and we're going to go straight because this is unprecedented.
It's a warm-up.
It's an
actual professional competition.
Paul Drinkle, table tennis's own Paul Drinkle, leader in, you know, it's one other rival on his horizon.
He's won the men's single title four times.
He's mid-tournament and he's just broke off to talk to us and do the sausage sandwich game. Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
Some people might say this is ill-advised and lax. Are you really in tournament at the moment?
Yeah. Started last night and I've got a doubles match at 10 past 11 this morning.
So when the BBC got in touch, said, "Do you want to play this ridiculous game on live on the air?" And yeah, I'm going to fit that in. That's very good.
I refuse it.
I guess a relaxed attitude is a good thing.
I should think so. Who have you got at 10 past 11 this morning? Who are you playing?
It's in the doubles, and we've got a couple of guys that we're confident we're gonna win against. So
this is what I like.
Trying to stay relaxed.
Well, the doubles in table tennis, it gets a bit busy on that side of the table. I mean, talk about invisible airspace. There must be a lot of clashes going on.
Yeah, there is sometimes, but you have to take alternate shots, so you make sure that you're moving around all the time. But
That's the thing with table tennis. The maths involved. Never mind snooker, they've got all day to think about. The maths you have to have. Did you have a full-size table tennis ball when you were growing up? Table when you were growing up there, Paul?
No, I didn't. Just had some places fairly close to me that my family drove me to, and some
that's
that
very good
far away. Yeah.
And the standard was good because everyone thinks they can play table tennis.
I love a game of table tennis. Lindsay, I'm not very good.
Everyone associates it with holidays.
Yeah.
And me, I always think of those terrible bats that are left behind. They have half the rubber flapping off the board. You don't want that. It's very difficult. So it was that kind of place or was it a proper bespoke table tennis centre?
Yeah, I mean, kind of like that. And then, you know, as I got a little bit better, I started to go to better clubs and better standards, so it was I was very lucky to have good clubs close to me and the support from my family.
Well, and you're the number one. Well, you and Liam have a Liam Pitchford. Liam Pitchford have a rivalry going on. Do you and him ever play for fun? Do you ever think, yeah, we're just knocking around, let's just have a game? Have you ever played Liam Pitchford for fun?
I mean, it's always fun.
It's
more fun when you win, but
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's our job, it's what we do, but if you're not having fun, then you're not going to be very good at it.
Well, good for you. And this tournament you're in at the moment, is it on today and tomorrow, or is it finished today?
Yeah, it's today and tomorrow. It's live on ITV4.
Is
tomorrow.
It? They get all the good gigs.
The only
sport BBC's got anymore is that merry-go-round race in Mary Poppins when they all come off the roundabout. That's the only sport we've got anymore.
Right.
And by the way, everyone, that's ITV4 at the moment, I think, if you want to follow that. So you broke your arm when you were six. How did you do that?
I fell off a swing.
It could have been a question, couldn't it?
Yeah. Could have, yeah.
Yeah.
Was that before you started playing table tennis?
Yes, it was, yeah.
Have you ever played with a broken arm?
No, I haven't. I've only broken my arm once, fortunately.
And we'll get round to the game in a minute, Michael and Jonathan, but just this thing on the broken arm. When mates of mine used to break their arms before the age of 10, I was a little bit envious, and I thought, did you have a proper cast and did people draw on it?
Yeah, I have a metal plate put in my arm. I've
Did
got
you?
A war scar to prove it.
Have you? And here you are, champion table tennis player. That, kids, is the message this morning being brought to you by ITV4. We'll be as quick as we can, which is not very quick sometimes, Paul, but we'll do what we can. Here's Michael playing this morning. Michael!
Morning, Danny. Morning, Lindsay.
Hi,
Michael, did you ever break your arm before the age of 10?
No, nor since, thankfully.
No, I've never broke my arm.
I haven't, never had a cast on.
No, me neither. And we say that.
I broke my hand.
I say that like I'm a bit gutted about it, which is weird.
No, a lot of people out there saying, you don't want to break your arm. But people who haven't have a longing. You broke your hand.
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
I was sliding down a hill when I was at school. We went on some kind of retreat. But the retreat itself was a bit boring. It was a lot of meditation and just chatting.
Meditation?
Some of us, we found a sort of inner tube for a tractor tire, and we at a steep slope on a hillside.
Sounds brilliant.
And we nicked a load of cooking oil from the kitchen, which we threw down the slope so we could get a bit of extra speed and lose traction. So it was
You right.
What a way to jazz up a boring school trip!
Oh, I got cooking oil. Put it down the slope.
Yeah.
Oh,
good. And then I came back and I couldn't sit my exams because I couldn't write.
A win situation all round, as they used to say. But the cooking oil is brilliant. Who are you playing for, Michael?
Crystal Palace.
Oh, I thought we were going to get on then for a second. There's Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan.
Hiya, Danny.
Jonathan.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
Ever break your arm?
Michael.
Ever break your arm before the age of 10?
No. Good enough not to do it.
Ever broke your arm?
No.
Me neither. Me neither. We can't do Invincible, us. Like the army in Jason and the Argonauts, intact skeletons.
Well, my story is, like with Michael, a couple of years ago, I was going to work, and it was quite cold and frosty in York, and next thing you know, I feel myself falling over on frozen ice.
Yep.
Oh dear, I thought, oh dear. So, a bit upset, but I was fine. This nice guy repaired my bike using a dessert spoon, a bonnet, and then I went to work, I support with disabilities, and I went to see the film Frozen. I slipped on frozen ice and I went to see the film.
Well, that's a kind of story. One of these weeks when I'll say, are your injuries coincidental with your entertainment? You're number one on that.
Thank you. And
I appreciate Michael and Jonathan for attending the sausage sandwich game and having stories good to go.
Ready to go. Am I allowed to referee this week?
Yes, you are, after last
week's
what everyone
shambles.
Is calling quite a shambles and a fiasco.
I was wondering if I'd been relegated to League One today.
No, you're an official with a cloud over you. So here we go now, Paul. I don't know if you've ever heard the sausage sandwich game before, Paul.
Pardon?
Exactly. He's up mid tournament. What can we do? Paul, ever heard the sausage sandwich game before?
Yes.
Good man. Thank you. Bless you for that. So, as you know, it'll be over in a flash. Here we go. Yeah. Michael for Crystal Palace. Oh, Jonathan, who are you playing for?
Arsenal, the Gunners.
This is Sophie's choice for me. Couldn't care one way or the other.
They'll win something, I hope.
Yeah, there we go. There's no guarantee of that. But they've got Palace up against you, so. Michael for Crystal Palace, Jonathan for Arsenal, and Paul Drinkle, who's mid-tournament at the moment, giving his all and concentration to... I'm going to ask questions of Paul, only he could possibly know the answer to, depending on his answer, whether Michael and Jonathan can anticipate that they score a goal for their team. And we spoke about, his younger years. He had the broken arm, but most of it was upbeat, I'm sure of that. And here's the question. I'm going to change the music for once. It's when... Paul Drinkle used to attend fun fairs. When he got to fun fairs, oh no, not abroad, the ones in this country, the ones that turn up on your heath at Easter, like we're near now. If he went to one of the stalls, Michael, and Paul, think about this, just give us your answer, best of your knowledge. I give him a choice of three stalls at this fun fair. This is for Crystal Palace. He's got the coconut shy. He's got the ducks. Win a prize every time, virtually. Or he's got the three darts in a card thing. Which I always think takes a great deal of skill. Three cards, three darts, boom, boom, boom. It's that far away. You're pointing down. They load the tops of those darts. They load them. That's why they end up in the turf. Does he go? If I gave him the chance, I was going, go on, you have free go on something here. It's the coconut shy. It's the ducks. Or it's the three darts in three cards. What do you think, if he thinks about this, Paul Drinkle, he would go for first, Michael?
Ah, tough one.
What would you go for?
Me?
Yeah.
I like a rubber duck, me.
Yeah, I'm named ducks.
I'd go for the ducks every time.
Yeah,
I'd probably
suit.
Take someone's eye out if I went with the duck.
Depends on the prizes, of course.
Paul's an elite athlete. So, as a dead-eye dick, I reckon he'd go for the coconut chai.
Yeah, that's the kind of macho choice, I think. I've never, ever successfully done that. I won't even do the hammer that sends the thing up to the top to go ding. It's too humiliating. Jonathan, you're left with... Paul Drinkle, actually, would go for the ducks, prize every time. Mm-hmm. Or he would go for the three darts in three cards. That's a test of skill. That's a real sport. What do you think?
I would say he would go for the ducks. Guaranteed a prize.
It's ducks for coconut shy. On the preferences, I guess, Paul Drinkle, mid-tournament, when he goes to the fun fair. Paul Drinkle, you go to the fun fair. You've got a choice of the three main attractions, let's face it. The coconut shy, the darts prize every time, or three darts in three cards.